To Timothy, for everything created by God is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it's received for thanksgiving. So next time you see a kid standing alone, encourage the one you know to introduce himself. This has been a Christ-centered communication message. I'm Vanessa Dunn-Hagarmo, a communications evangelist.
So good, so kind, so merciful, so just.
Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome to Food for the Journey, and welcome to the first Sunday of Advent. Everything I've spoken about this past week is preparation. Things that I suggested to you, things to think about, possibilities of ways of living through this Advent season so that it's not just some kind of external event and you get a nice present and you give something, but it really is a drawing closer to the Lord, being more identified with Him, wanting to follow Him more closely, grateful that He is your Savior, that He saved you from eternal death, He saved you for eternal life. And He comes like us in the flesh so that we would not be afraid of Him. Came as a child. Don't you think He would have come in power and majesty and glory? He came as a baby from a very poor family for you so that you would not be afraid of Him, that you would draw near, that you would open your heart to listen to what He tells us. This first Sunday, we have a reading from the prophet Jeremiah. But again, here we are in this first Sunday of Advent. Let me again repeat that I'm offering a new CD this Advent, which is entitled Journey Through Advent Cycle C. That's the title, Journey Through Advent Cycle C. So if you have a CD from last year, that's actually Cycle B, though it doesn't say it on the CD. It's Cycle B. The one this year is Journey Through Advent Cycle C. So to order it, go to our bookstore, go to renewalministries.net, then click on bookstore, and then choose CD. And remember to ask for Journey Through Advent Cycle C. If you do that, you will receive it quickly. The first reading for this Sunday is taken from the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 33, verses 14 to 16. The days are coming, says the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise I made to the house of Israel and Judah. In those days, in that time, I will raise up for David a just shoot. He shall do what is right and just in the land. In those days, Judah shall be safe, and Jerusalem shall dwell secure. This is what they shall call her, the Lord our justice. Oh, brothers and sisters, God does warn us in these times of terrifying signs to come. Nevertheless, we are not among the people who will die of fright in anticipation of what is coming upon the world. Why? Because we are united with the one who has come into the world and who dwells among us. All our vigilance is a response to a personal presence that strengthens our hearts to be blameless in holiness before our God. We fail, don't we, left and right? And yet during this Advent, lift up your head and say, Lord, what's one thing I could give up or one thing I could change that would draw you closer to me, that would make my home, my body, my house welcome for you? What can I do? What can I change? And the Magnificat magazine makes this comment, all our vigilance is a response to a personal presence that strengthens our hearts to be blameless in holiness before our God. We spend our Advent with a desire to conduct ourselves in a way that pleases God, because the friendship of the Lord moves us to want to rise above the anxieties of daily life, so as to remain in peaceful certainty before the Son of Man and the Son of God, your Savior and mine. Come on, brothers and sisters, let's stand up. Let's move forward. Let's give God what inhibits us from being able to reveal Him and His presence among us. People get all excited about presents these days, and I understand that. But we've received the greatest gift we could ever receive. We've received the Messiah, the Savior. It's real. It's real. Draw close in this Advent. In fact, we pray, grant your faithful, we pray, Almighty God, the resolve to run forth to meet your Christ with righteous deeds at his coming, so that gathered at his right hand, they may be worthy to possess the heavenly kingdom. I want to run with you. We want to run together right over that finish line and into heaven. So welcome him in your heart. Open your heart to let him show you what's the obstacle that keeps you back from following him more closely. He's not looking for perfection. He's looking for willing hearts and willing minds. The first reading for the readings this Sunday is taken from the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 33, verses 14 to 16. The days are coming, says the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise I made to the house of Israel and Judah. In those days, in that time, I will raise up for David a just shoot. He shall do what is right and just in the land. In those days, Judah shall be safe and Jerusalem shall dwell secure. This is what they shall call her, the Lord our justice. He comes, our Lord, to save us. He comes for you. And for me, Psalm 25 says, to you, O Lord, I lift my soul. It's very good to pray this psalm out loud many times this week. Your ways, O Lord, make known to me. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me. For you are God, my Savior. For you I wait all the day. Good and upright is the Lord, that he shows sinners the way. He guides the humble to justice and teaches the humble his way. All the paths of the Lord are kindness and constancy toward those who keep his covenant and his decrees. The friendship of the Lord is with those who fear him, and his covenant for their instruction. He loves you. He desires union with you. The second reading is first letter of Paul to the Thessalonians, chapter 3, verse 12 to chapter 4, verse 2. Brothers and sisters, may the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all, just as we have for you, so as to strengthen your hearts to be blameless in holiness. Blameless in holiness, before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus with all his holy ones. Amen. You know, sometimes people think, well, I'm not blameless in holiness. I can't be blameless in holiness. That's why you need a Savior. You go to him and you ask him to take up residence in your heart. You ask him to clean the house for you this Advent. He will help you. He won't destroy you. He'll help you. Finally, brothers and sisters, we earnestly ask and exhort you in the Lord Jesus that as you received from us how you should conduct yourselves to please God, and as you are conducting yourselves, you do so even more. For you know what instruction we gave you through the Lord Jesus. How much God wants us. He wants to take up residence in us. He loves us. You know, there are times right now, in fact, is one of them. There are times when there are no words. And I don't even know how fully he loves us. But I know it far more than I used to. And he wants you to know it. Because when you know you're really loved, you want to be with those people. And Christ wants an intimacy with you. He wants to be close to you. Give him your life this Advent. Give him your life. In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 21, verses 25 to 28, and then 34 to 36. Jesus said to his disciples, there will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on earth nations will be in dismay, perplexed by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will die of fright in anticipation of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. But when these signs begin to happen, stand erect and raise your heads because your redemption is at hand. It's only those who haven't repented for their sin that will be paralyzed by fear. But we're called to be ready to stand. It doesn't mean we're perfect. Not at all. But we've made him more and more our Savior and our Messiah, our Redeemer, our King. He's the one who can redeem you. And he comes. And he will know you better than you know yourself. But keep asking him to reveal who you really are right now so that you can come to him in honesty. Not be afraid to look at your sins. Not be afraid to look at your fears or your failures. Don't be afraid. Because he wants to save you. Not just for now, not just in this circumstance, but for all eternity. That's what he wants. That's what he's come for. Will you welcome him? Beware that your hearts do not become drowsy from carousing and drunkenness and the anxieties of daily life, and that day catch you by surprise like a trap. For that day will assault everyone who lives on the face of the earth. So be vigilant at all times. And pray that you may have the strength to escape the tribulations that are imminent and to stand before the Son of Man. God will warn and warn and warn. God will offer himself again and again and again. God will long to draw near to us. But as I say so often, because he gave us free will, he never forces himself. He waits for an invitation, and I do mean that. He waits for an invitation. And you can answer it by saying, Lord, I don't really understand who you are. Or I know some things about you, but I don't know what this means to yield my life to you. But will you come and teach me? Will you help me? Will you show me? You pray that way every day. God will come. Oh, it doesn't come with trumpet blast usually. This comes in a very simple way that if you're attentive because you're asking for him, he'll reveal himself to you in a way. It may be through another person. It may be through an event. It may be in the midst of your own prayer time. It could be all kinds of ways. Maybe through others, or maybe more directly. But he will reveal himself because he wants you. He answers your request to say, Lord, I want to be closer to you. You are my Savior. I do need to be saved. Will you come and help me? You pray that way every day, he'll come. If he knows that you are sincere, he will come. Scripture says, beware that your hearts do not become drowsy from carousing and drunkenness and the anxieties of daily life, and that day catch you by surprise like a trap. Don't be surprised. He may come in our lifetime, he may not. But he will come for you, at least in this lifetime. But he may come for the whole world as well. So be ready, whether he comes to you personally, or whether he comes to us as a people. Be ready. Be alert. Be waiting for him. Be longing for him. Be looking for him. Let your Advent be a time of waiting and seeking, and he will answer you. God bless you. Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Ann Shields, and I want to encourage you, if you would like a free copy of my booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, which we need right now, you can receive that by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789, or you can simply go to renewalministries.net/FFJ. May God bless you.
Today's programming on 990 WDEO is brought to you in part by a gift made from our day sponsor, the Tanzanian Children's Project, founded by the Knights of Columbus Council 7559.